One important aspect of obesity research and prevention is the monitoring of obesity rates. The European Childhood Obesity Surveillance Initiative, COSI, from the World Health Organization, WHO, is one program in place since 2007, aiming to obtain standardized data on obesity prevalence in children. Dr. Joanne Brader, Program Manager for Nutrition, Physical Activity and Obesity at WHO, explains its significance.
COSI is very important because it involves a big group of countries from the European region of WHO. It allows us to have information of the prevalence of obesity over the years in school-age children, so children 6 to 9 years old. So we can see the trend in terms of obesity in these countries every 2 years. And it's very important because it's the first time in Europe that you have common methodology, same methods, same tools all over the place.
So far, what can we learn from the data COSI has gathered?
The preliminary data points to 24% of children, so 6 to 9 years old, which are overweight or obese. In most of the countries, we suspect that obesity is not decreasing, on the contrary, is at least stable, and probably it's increasing in the majority of the European region of WHO member states.
Dr. Brader acknowledges that it will take a combination of many changes to tackle childhood obesity.
You really need to tackle the roots of the problem, like some of these social inequalities that also contribute to widening the gap of obesity in Europe, especially in children. So the social issues are very important in this context. You really need to work in the health in all policies context, to involve as many stakeholders as you can. So you really need to involve different sectors. The national plans to counteract obesity, they are very important. So issues like that marketing of food to children, reformulation, food labeling, good conditions for physical activity, they are absolutely critical. So only a combination of all of this is able to give us enough power to solve the problem. What we want to do is to make the projects we have in terms of monitoring and surveillance more sustainable, to scale them up, so in fact to achieve bigger numbers in terms of number of countries involved and number of population affected involved in the project. So very robust and strong projects with very clear objectives and being relevant to most of the European region member states.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.